What to Say and How to Say It by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. Do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Luke 12:11-12. How many times do you have conversations with people in your mind and come up with what you think is the perfect answer? I do this too, but often it's from a place of self-righteousness or wanting to state my opinion rather than share the truth in love. When Jesus warned his disciples of the hypocrisy that would infiltrate their faith, he also warned that they would be brought before authorities to be questioned. He said, "Whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man will also confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God." Luke 12:8-9. The commission was clear to his disciples and is clear to us as well. Don't be afraid to testify that you are Jesus' followers, but let him lead you in what you say and how you say it. Having said that, many of us worry about how to share our faith with people, especially in a hostile world where much of what we say is criticized. How are we to speak the truth in love? So often, we have an agenda when we communicate with others, especially on social media. We think, I'll point out how wrong they are, I'll put them in their place, I'll be bold and state my opinion. However, these responses are fleshly words with fleshly intent and rarely bring about the change we desire. Instead, they stir up more hate and discontent, more controversy, and more unhealthy interactions. Remember, Jesus repeatedly told his followers not to worry. Not only were they not to worry about their lives, they were not to worry about their words. He assured them that when they were brought before authorities and questioned, his Spirit would give them the words to speak. We can trust that at the right time and in the right way, the Holy Spirit will tell us what to say and how to say it. The key for us is to pray for wisdom, wait on him, and be obedient in what he tells us to do. My friends, be encouraged today and rely fully on the Holy Spirit to give you the words to speak. With every engagement, every post, every reply, and every answer, ask God to give you love, wisdom, and patience. Don't worry about how to answer others. Be discerning, yes, and watch out for hypocrisy that threatens to derail your faith. But look to the Holy Spirit for the right answer at the right time. He will always lead you in the way you should go.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.